Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Elena Di Giovanni from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we're joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who's attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. Welcome, Nicolas Zikopoulos, who's the ambassador for Cyprus. Welcome to Fred, and thank you for being with us. My first question is a very basic one. What does this opportunity mean to you? Why did you decide to apply for this project?
Well, I think every young cinephile would kill to be here, to be honest. I mean, you're here for 10 days to discover films and film directors and be with this group of people that actually share this passion with you, which is important, this creation of community, because back home it's not like this. So for me, it meant everything. It's a special opportunity. Everything is paid as well. Like, it's like the best present in the world for me.
That's great, yeah. We read your profile, and you say that Almodovar's All About My Mother is your favorite movie.
Yes.
Why that? And how did this film influence your choices, your ideas, your taste?
Well, first of all, it's a movie that I never get bored watching. That's important for me. Like, I've really watched it 10 times or more. I don't know. It's a movie that I keep watching and watching. And for me, it's like the ABC of cinema. There is a before and after this movie. It's great in every aspect. Character development, direction, art, design, everything for me is perfect. I can't say anything less about this movie. I just love it.
What about the other films by Almodovar?
I love them as well. He's my favorite director. I've watched all of them. Like, I love him.
And unique style. Had him here.
I had him here and I was like waiting for him and I watched it up the screen, but I couldn't find him on the red carpet. I missed him. But yeah.
Well, so I enjoyed hearing that the film has a before and an after. What do you mean? That it's a story that could be...
No, I mean, I think it's a film that has influenced other cinema lovers. And that's what I mean. It has had an influence, and that's important. Because a lot of movies just appear and then disappear. No impact. But this one, it will stay. It's a classic. It has affected a lot of people.
Fantastic. Back to your home country. What do you do? Tell us something about your studies and your connections with cinema.
So I studied film and media in Scotland for 4 years and I did my Erasmus in Madrid. And then when I came back home, I started working as assistant director. And only very recently, actually, I was given the opportunity to direct sitcom television. Ah. Yeah.
And how do you see yourself in 10 years' time in the cinema industry?
I hope I will enter the cinema industry because television is different.
Yeah.
Like, I love television as well. It definitely gives opportunity. It's a salary, like, every month.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, art is nice, but we have to live out of it. And I would like to see myself making my own project, my own movies, because television is, like, again, more producers and writers' medium instead of one authorship mind.
Also, I wonder what the future of television will be.
Well, I think the future, unfortunately, is television with the whole Netflix situation. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think that cinema is a threat. Yeah. And as we go on, it will get worse.
I don't know, because if I think of Netflix, I don't really think of television anymore. That's something
exactly. It has elevated its status.
Like, you don't need a TV set for that.
No, you don't need it anymore. And it has definitely changed the way we watch and consume television or cinema.
Yeah. There's also an issue when I think of Netflix, for example, products or Amazon Prime and watching those on a smartphone, for example. What about quality?
To be honest, for me, I cannot share this argument, the whole cinephilic argument, because for me, a movie could be watched anywhere and it will have a pretty much similar impact. Yeah, I know it sounds quite disappointing because all of the cinephiles are screaming like we want cinemas. I want cinemas as well. But for me, I think it doesn't really change if a movie is good or not. If it's good, it will affect me. Either I watch it on my phone or in a big screen. A good film is a good film anywhere. A bad is a bad one, so...
Yeah, well, yeah. Moving back to the Venice Film Festival and your experience so far, and it's drawing to the end, what are the events or the moments, the workshops, the Q&As that you've enjoyed most up to now?
Well, I'm looking forward for the masterclass of Nadav Lapid. We're going to have one surprise. It wasn't planned, so they announced it yesterday. So I'm looking forward for that the most.
Okay, great. Thank you, Nicholas, for sharing your experience as the ambassador for Cyprus for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you all for being with us and listening to us. This is Elena Di Giovanni for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.